I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. President Trump doesn't think he has a problem with conflicts of interest. He's repeatedly pointed out, correctly, that the federal conflict of interest law does not apply to him as president, and he's handed over day-to-day control of his business interests to his adult sons. But Trump's web of business interests is vast and complex. For example, there are three Trump projects in South America that have caught the attention of our man in Brazil, the world's Will Carlos. So just run down the list quickly for us, Will. What exactly are the projects down there and the controversy that's attached to each one?
Sure, Marco. So first thing about is that these three projects have now essentially been whittled down to one over the last few weeks. And I'll go through them in turn. So you had a Trump hotel in Rio de Janeiro in Barra da Tijuca, which is the neighborhood that hosted the Olympics. It was built by Brazilian developers, but that had Trump's name on it. It was known as the Trump Hotel. Well, just before Christmas, the Trump Corporation abruptly pulled out of that project. And that followed reports that it was actually under criminal investigation for all sorts of dodgy things going on. So Trump Hotel Rio is no more.
All right, so what else does he have?
So then you've got a project in Buenos Aires, and this became a huge issue back in November last year when an Argentine journalist reported that newly minted President Trump had gotten on the phone to Mauricio Macri, the president of Argentina, and mentioned pushing ahead his project in downtown Buenos Aires, which is obviously a huge no-no, and a lot of people were upset about that. Both Trump and the Argentine president completely denied it. Then in early January, we actually see the Trump Corporation telling, hasn't been backed up yet, but telling Reuters that there's not going to be any building in downtown Buenos Aires. So that was a bit of a storm in a teacup.
All right. So there's one more place that has Trump investments, and it's in Uruguay. And Eric Trump went there last month, correct?
That's right. There's a project, a tower going up in a seaside resort there. And yeah, this hit the news in the last few days because Eric Trump, who obviously took over from Donald Trump as the head of the Trump Corporation, traveled there. And it was controversial because the U.S. taxpayers will end up footing a bill for almost $100,000 for hotel rooms for the Secret Service agents who flew with Eric Trump. So that's raising all sorts of questions. Why has he got Secret Service with him? What's the need for that? And should the taxpayers be footing the bill for that?
Right. So controversy even when Donald Trump appears to recuse himself from these investments. Tell me, Will, how does all this Trump family business in Latin America and South America adjust the impression of Trump?
Well, it's interesting. You know, just before the election, even, we sat down with the developer for the project in Rio de Janeiro, and he said if Trump wins the election, this is going to be fantastic for the brand here. And he did win the election, but yet two of his projects seem to have no longer gone ahead. So we've got the project going on in Uruguay. It seems to be selling well. People certainly seem to be attracted to it.
Yeah, so developers in South America see that brand. They say, we want to do this because it will be beneficial to us.
Yeah, and I don't think we've seen the last of it. I think we're going to see more Trump projects down here. I mean, Brazil's economy is still an absolute mess. It's starting to show a few signs of recovery. But I wouldn't be surprised if, as Brazil's economy starts climbing again, that we don't see some sort of new attempt to bring the Trump brand back to Brazil and kind of reignite that here.
The world's Will Carlos in Rio de Janeiro. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.